The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Good evening, Rolly. And apparently, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban is visiting Israel. Apparently, there's some controversy around that. What's the story? Give us the background.
Well, there's a lot of controversy about Prime Minister Orban's visits to Israel. If you follow the politics of Europe over the last couple of years, you will see that the trajectory of many countries in Europe are veering to the right. And Orban is no exception. In fact, it was extremely worrying for Hungarian and European Jewry when he won the election. And there's a lot of mixed feelings about his visits. Having said that, Netanyahu visited Hungary recently and spoke about the importance of ties, the importance of business ties, economic ties, and the relationship between the two countries has warmed quite significantly. However, the controversy comes in that Orban has been seen as very, very critical about and even going so far as to attack Jewish billionaire George Soros. And here I hear the listeners, many of them, you know, their ears pricking up at the mention of George Soros, who himself is a very controversial figure. And Orban's critics have said that his attacks on Soros have come with extremely anti-Semitic stereotypes. And also, what he has been criticized about is him saying that the wartime leader of Hungary, Miklos Horthy, was an exceptional statesman, and he's lauded Horthy. However, he is here in Israel, and he will meet with our president, Reuven Rivlin, who, although is our Saba Rivlin, he's much beloved and warm. He is not above a dressing down of somebody who he sees as veering towards controversial statements or statements that are hurtful to the Jewish people or to Israel. And then he will tour Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial Center, and he will be hosted for dinner by Prime Minister Netanyahu and his wife, Sarah Netanyahu. And then he will return to Hungary. But all eyes will be on him because he will be visiting the Western Wall in Jerusalem's Old City. Now, this is a very, very welcome trend for dignitaries and world leaders. We saw President Trump and his daughter Ivanka and the First Lady Melania Trump visit the Kotel or the Western Wall, and most recently His Royal Highness the Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, visiting the Kotel. And of course, it is a very, very, very powerful message to world Jewry. So all eyes will be on Prime Minister Orban as he visits the Kotel, and we shall see what is said from there. But a very, very controversial visit, a lot of opinions on both sides, and we will keep an eye on it and see how it goes.
Raline, Egypt looks like they're going to be getting involved in what's happening in the escalation, actually, between Israel and Hamas. Give us a background to that.
Well, Israel, Egypt is no exception to getting involved when there are escalations. It's a fact that many people tend to ignore, you know, focusing instead on Israel and Israel's blockades or restrictions on the Gaza Strip. But it's very important to remember that Egypt as well has a maritime blockade in place. They endeavor to prevent the smuggling or the passage of arms from Iran into the Gaza Strip. Egypt is also known to flood the tunnels that Hamas dig from underneath Gaza into Egypt. And this is also a fact that is largely ignored. But Egypt have given Hamas an ultimatum that you need to stop with the incendiary balloons and kites into Israeli territory, or else we will be closing the Rafah crossing. Yesterday, Israel closed the Kerem Shalom crossing into the Gaza Strip and has restricted the amount of electricity and fuel going into, or rather gas and fuel going into the Gaza Strip. And Egypt are making the same threat. They are saying that the situation is untenable, and they are blaming Hamas for breaking the very, very delicate ceasefire that was brokered over the weekend after nearly 200 rockets and mortars were fired from the Gaza Strip into southern Israel. Egypt brokered a very, very fragile ceasefire, which Hamas broke in the early hours of Sunday. Sunday morning, and Egypt have said, if you continue to behave like this, we will close the Rafah crossing as well, which places a precarious burden on Hamas and creates really a real dire humanitarian situation for the people of Gaza.
Is Israel still continuing to send supplies in through COGAT?
We do send restricted supplies in. We send in food and medical care.
Even at the moment?
Even at the moment, you know, it's Israel does not want to see an escalating humanitarian crisis in Gaza. And I just want to address something for the moment. You know, I know that this is a very, very emotional issue for people, the issue of rockets and mortars. And a lot of people have commented to me, why don't we go in and just wipe out Gaza? And that is not who Israel is. It's certainly not who our army is.
That's not who Jews are, Rolene. It's not a Jewish way of dealing with anything.
It's not a Jewish way of dealing with things. And I really appeal to people to refrain from those kinds of comments. It's not our derech, it's not our religious tenet, and it's most certainly not the tenet of our army who subscribe to a code of conduct called pikuach hanefesh, the purity of arms. When we do respond, we respond with as much pinpoint and accurate precision, taking advantage of extremely good intelligence and technology. But this is the latest from Egypt, and we're monitoring the situation. It is very tenuous at the moment. It is very volatile at the moment.
Let's talk about that volatility and something that we touched on yesterday. Do you think that Israel is going to launch an operation in Gaza?
Well, we don't have it confirmed. What we do know is that according to Channel 10 News, the political leadership have reportedly, and this is not confirmed, and I really would caution people to refrain from saying, you know, we are in a stage of war, that
Gaza. Ro, if it's not confirmed, then let's not even talk about it, because somebody's going to hear the wrong thing. So,
well, this is it, but
so let's not even talk about it.
What we do know, and it is important to know, is that the IDF have reportedly given the end of the week as a deadline for these flaming kite balloon condoms. I mean, it sounds ridiculous even as I say it. And, of course, what has created a large outcry. And for those people who have said that, you know, animal activists will not be interested, they are very, very interested in the situation in the South at the moment. But Israel has said that we will give it until Friday. If not, we are going to have to consider a stronger retaliation.
All right, and that's where we leave it this evening. Thank you very much, Rolene Marks. Stay safe. We wish you a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for your time.